You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
This is David Siegel, the host of Dishin' and Swishin' on WSTRradio.com. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving and enjoying listening to our show and following us on Swish Appeal.
Well, Cash for Kids is my baby. It's a charitable organization. It's very close to my heart. And I actually started it after my first ACL injury as a way to give back and to turn something that was negative to me into positive for other people. And what we try to do is support the kids in the communities. We started in Detroit, and now we're in the Pittsburgh and McKeesport area where I grew up at. And we focus on just providing opportunities, vehicles for kids to kind of get in the game, as we like to call it, with so many programs being cut from the arts and from the athletic programs being cut because of school budgets. We try to fund organizations that are keeping these activities and leagues alive so the kids can be in the game and playing these sports and branching out into the arts and learning about different things and not having to be at home or on the couch. And so this year we launched the Swingcast / Youth Places Summer Basketball League, and it was a huge success here in McKeesport because the one thing I give a lot of credit to McKeesport City is because the mayor and everyone in McKeesport Housing Authority, they got behind me and wanting to bring some outdoor basketball courts in order to have our leagues, and we were able to do that in the projects that I grew up at Harrison Village. And so our basketball league were able to be held right where I used to play at when I was younger, and we had a lot of success. We had over 150 kids that participated, and we expect that to grow. And because of our success there, we've had parents that have written in, that have come to my mom and my family and I and said, hey, we hope you want to do a ball basketball league. So now we're working in conjunction with the school and the mayor's office and trying to find some facilities here that we can use. One of the facilities we're going to use is a recreation center that was named after me in the same area that I grew up at, the Swingcast Recreation Center. And we're going to use that facility to have 14 and under and 11 and under basketball league to keep the kids active and just kind of continue to grow. We're also working to bring a programming system like after school programs in the McKeesport area, and I'm hoping that in the next year or two we can branch outside of McKeesport into other school districts in the Pittsburgh area. So it's a work in progress. We're a small charitable organization, but I hope to grow and take baby steps and climb that ladder to make us a real organization that's affecting not just 150, but maybe, 1,000, and then go from 1,000 to kind of 100,000 lives every year.